Hello there, listener. I want to lead you through a little scenario, if you will. There you are at the end of a dungeon, and you find the most magnificent treasure chest you've ever seen. You pop it open to find a hoard full of the greatest tabletop gaming accessories and dice you'll ever see. And underneath all of that, you find a note that says, brought to you by Misty Mountain Gaming. Go to mistymountaingaming.com/DragonPunchSquad and make sure to use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout for 10% off your entire order. Please enjoy episode 165. With all the good things, there's a little bit of bad. We're gonna have a banter today to talk about something nice, something cool, and then we're gonna talk about something bad. Okay?
Alright.
Okay. So with the issue and the situation that your characters are in, I do want to talk about something very fun that happened in the real world, which is we now have an official dice sponsor. We are working with Black Oak Workshop. You check them out, blackoakworkshop.com. But we wanted to open up this banter today and just talk about a partnership with them, and how, you know, we're gonna be working with them, you know, to get you guys dice, and, you know, and start working together. So Timmy, I think that you kind of wanted to talk about some of the things that you've gotten so far.
Yeah, so to give like a little bit of context, PAX Unplugged is a magical place, and that is where I first came across Black Oak Workshop. They had a lot of different, like, unique types of dice, and a lot of the dice that I saw was perfect for my dice collecting scroll. So if we really want to go all the way back, we can really thank Kelly for this whole interaction. So Kelly, you know what? This is the right time. Give yourself a pat on the back.
I saw a blossoming baby dice goblin, and I decided to just feed that fire with a quest for more dice.
Open up his mouth and just start pouring dice in.
I saw somebody with an addiction, and I decided to just, hey, keep going there, buddy.
There was like a viral tweet or something going around, or a video going around about how men are motivated by quests and women should just let them go on quests no matter how small, like going to the grocery store
or fixing something.
It was very viral recently, and ever since then I'm just like, it's perfect. It's exactly me. Just let me go on quests.
Yeah.
I love going to the grocery store at midnight. It's the best thing in the world.
So it's I can catch them on my podcast right now.
Gave your dice obsession a scroll that tells you to find certain dice.
I absolutely agree with that, but I also don't agree with going to the store at midnight. Fuck that.
I love running odd errands. It's like my favorite thing to do.
John has never had the munchies at midnight. It's clear.
Also, living in an area where most of the grocery stores are closed at 10, and the only place that was open was the Walmart.
We
have some fun characters at night there.
For a while, Walmart, our Safeway stayed
I'm
up
getting my Funyuns at the Walmart.
So Black Oak, what fancy things do we have from Black Oak today, Tim?
We have tons. We have pins in the shape of dragons. We have dice bags with embroidery on them, which is so beautiful. And of course, you know, we got dice. So the dice that I will be rolling tonight, in addition to my Gamer's Nexus dice, are the Kitty Clacks, Kitty Cats, Kitty Clacks, Kitty Clacks.
Kitty Clacks.
Very excited. Nothing goes wrong when you roll cat dice. Isn't that right, Kelly?
Those dice are gone. I did not even get them out of the bag. They were not considered. They're dead to me. Maybe I'll get a set of Black Oak and I'll try them. They'll fail me like every other set of dice. So I'm officially back.
Yet to see.
I'm officially back to my original set of dice I bought, which are my little green Celtic dice. And you know what? Actually, I do use our DPS D20s too.
Those are coming down.
Yeah, DISO-wise. Yeah.
Yep.
So. I fucking love that Tim and Kelly have essentially just switched places. As far as shit rollers.
Not anymore. I've thrown away Tim's cursed dice.
Wow.
Right in the garbage. Like my relationship with Tim himself, I throw it just right away.
So anyways, I promise that I will not physically touch the dice that we will use for future giveaways. Speaking of which, we will be having a giveaway in a couple months. A little sneak peek. So if you want more information, just stay tuned to the Discord. And you'll find details on how to enter. Mm-hmm. We're slightly ironing out those details, but we wanted to focus on giving our listeners a chance to win. In past, we've run giveaways open to the whole Twitter sphere, and we have given dice to folks in the TTRPG community. All well deserved. One of our giveaways went to Connie Chang of Transplanar RPG, which is like, or like, you know, 5 degrees of separation to fame right there. Yeah, that was right. 1 degree. So Connie Chang is probably rolling dice from us, which is like, blows my mind.
Did you touch those dice, Tim?
Or was that?
Did you use tongs?
They're in the trash.
I might have had that shipped to me. I might have mailed that. So
right.
Better chance that they're still using them.
Yeah. But yeah, stay tuned for more fun from Black Oak Workshop. Follow them on socials. They do a lot of kickstarts for fun, different types of dice and other items. So yeah, check them out.
Also, if you have listened this far into our podcast and you're not in our Discord, I don't know what you're doing. Come to our Discord. We have lots of fun. I love our Discord.
There's stuff every single day. There's so much happening in
the
Discord.
That's the best way to stay social with us is Discord. 100%.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're just talking to me, and I understand.
I mean, come on. You just got to give Tim options of seltzer that he could try, like the one recently.
The beans.
Reference to something that happened in the Discord. Yeah. So, with the fun talk out of the way,
there was something bad.
Just the vibe of you guys in particular with this fight, because multiple of you have one said, "Are we getting TPK'd? We are getting TPK'd." Was that a heightened chain lightning? Like there was a lot of doom talking around here. I want to know what. What's your guys' plan? Like, how are you guys feeling about this? I want you guys to strategize here and now before we actually get into the combat again.
Yeah, this is like life or death.
There's a wall of bear in front of us right now. Me and Tim need a way to close between us and this caster. We have our wall of paladin bullshit. That's keeping us alive right now, but we can't just keep letting it. Like he is just for free, just doing whatever he wants. Yeah. So we need to close. We need to stop this shit. And it was funny. I was telling my wife, it's like, we're up against this horrible caster. It's like, it's a wizard. So it doesn't have a lot of health. It's like, it's giant. It's a fucking giant.
It's a giant.
So giant necromancer too. So there's the power level, the power jump that you get from just being like a regular wizard to like turning into like a necromancer or a lich is just insane.
Yeah.
So if this was a lich, we'd already be dead.
Definitely. I mean, it just means next character we make, we'll make necromancers.
I'm making Jensen. He's a powerful paladin.
So it doesn't say that Jagaki is a lich. I will say that he counts as undead though. So
wow.
So
he might not be a pure lich because right. I know like there is a process that goes through that. So.
Yeah.
He's a fucking poser.
He just doesn't have a phylactery yet, pretty much.
Hopefully. Here's the thing is that if he has not like. Reach the what a lich or necromancer would call perfection. I mean, he's getting there. Mm-hmm. Like he's easily the one of the most powerful casters you guys have dealt with.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. The main thing here is that like the battle was set up in his favor because he had these undead bears that are
so beefy.
Yeah.
They are chunky.
And you can't really get around them, and you've defeated two of them, thank God. There is a window to get in there, but you know, it's not a wide window, but here's the thing though, is that like, you know, when you do chop down enough bears, are you guys able to get in there and go toe to toe with him still?
Right. I think if we cut the bears down and actually get to him, I think he's going to TP out.
I think what we should do is, so you two have to stay close to each other to benefit from each other's reactions. That's the only way you're going to last. What I think we have to do is you two have to go straight to the lich, and Elk and I will have to kill these bears in a bottleneck one at a time, or the other one's going to chase you. It might do a shitload of damage to us. I don't think we can do that.
You need somebody there, because what's your health right now?
Oh, I'm awful, like, we need to do something or he's going to kill us next. Like, I'm definitely dead next round unless I either run or you guys draw his ire. Meaning be in his face. I don't know how much health Elk has, but if there's only one bear, we have enough. We can still do enough damage to this thing pretty quickly. And the other one's probably going to chase you anyway.
They're not going to chase us. They're going to go straight for you guys.
One of them will come because it's the bottleneck. The other one will have to come for you because there will not be space to get to us. We could kill him in the hallway since we're in the other room. And Elk, you said you have health.
I have more than half health, okay. At least, and I can dish out damage. And I'm pretty sure the bear right in front of them is on fire and has been taking a lot of hits.
So, like, you guys have to get in his face. Like, you're the offense now. Elk and I can take our chances in the hallway. We could probably burn this guy down pretty quickly if Jigaki isn't blowing us up from the other room.
Yes.
So, like, that's the only way we can continue to do damage, because I don't have much in the way of healing. I still have a little bit of health, but I can do damage if I'm not getting blown up. So, I think you guys have to go in there, you have to be together, and we'll take our chances with the bear.
Yeah.
How many focus points do you have, John?
I've still got two.
Okay. I have one left. So if we want to strategically dish him out, I think Benson, you hit me with a lay on hands.
Mm-hmm.
You make your way to the lich. I hold my turn till Kezra moves up to me. I hit him with a lay on hands, and then I go to the lich. You won't be able to.
No, because I'll have to move back. I can't end my turn in the hallway. Because I'll get murdered. I have to retreat back to the room to do damage. Like, Elk has to.
Okay.
Elk
has to be
my tech, and I think he can do it. Like, he has enough health.
Yeah, yeah. At this point, yeah, Kezra will have to delay, and then let me go ahead of it.
Elk and I might kill this bear in one round. Like, if we can focus the bear, we'll deal with it. I think you guys just get in there. We'll figure out healing me later. If I go,
so you just have to physically.
I could use my whole turn to pop over, heal you, and get close to the lich. Close enough that I could have my reaction for Benson's sake.
Okay. If you want to do that, that's fine. It would give me an extra AC, which would be nice too.
So we're just hoping we can kill this bear in one turn.
Right. You're going to charge. Yeah, yeah. Elk and I will take care of the bears. I think
the bear right in front of us is very low on HP. We have crit it like three times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's low.
Like, we're going to kill it quickly.
But, and I'm pretty sure it is still taking persistent damage.
Yeah, it looks like it should be.
So, Benson's going to charge Jigaki and try to get some swings off. Grimshaw is going to do a tactical heal, but get in position to help you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to kill the bears and rejoin the fight.
This is crazy.
This is what we gotta do.
This is just whipping your dick out and just going with it. That's what this is.
We can't, I mean, he cannot just cast another AoE in this room and just keep mashing us.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Oh god, yeah, those... God, what? How much damage did you take last time? It was substantial.
From the Eclipse Burst, it was...
I took like 55 damage.
Yeah, 54 points of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a 60-foot radius on top of that. Yeah. So,
all right. Whose turn is it?
Low roll, actually, on that one. It's Benson's turn, actually. Speaking of whipping your dick out.
There we go.
Speaking of, let's go. Speaking of
whipping your dick out. It's Benson's turn.
Speaking of. All right. So I'm going to attempt to charge through the bear. What do I have to roll?
In order to get through the bear?
No, you just go south. South, yeah. South, southeast.
Yep.
That way you don't have to roll anything.
Yeah, so going through the bear, since it's large, will be difficult terrain, but you could get through.
Yes, movement. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be, what, 5, 15, 25. So it'd be 2 move actions to get to him, and then you still have 1 action left when you're in his face.
Okay. Pulling up my shit. Natural 18. So that's going to be...
Yeah!
That's good.
Let me pull up my... Why is this being...
While you pull it up, it is a 21 for your attack, so 39 total.
Yes. Is that a crit, Jake?
No.
God damn it! How could that not be? Rolling. There's a 14 damage.
Looks like none of that goes through.
Oh, fuck.
Kill those fucking bears. Kill those bears as fast as you fucking can. All right, I'm going to take a second swing because Benson...
No, you had to use 2 move actions to get there, unless you're hasted.
Yep.
Yep, all right.
Adamantine magical sword. Nothing went through.
I'm looking at the resistance, and yeah. That did not go through this physical resistance.
Jake, I'm going to have to ask you to stop cheating.
right here in the book, bud.
That's what I'm starting to doubt this book. Is this a real book?
I'm fucking terrified.
Yeah, but I thought adamantine goes through, like, everything.
It goes through hardness, not resistance.
Are you sure? Are we sure about that?
Look it up. I'll pencil in the 14 HP. How about that?
Because I feel like it's... that's just stupidly insane, though.
Something tells me we're not supposed to kill this guy now.
We're going to kill him.
We're going to kill him.
Grimshaw, your turn.
We have to bring him to life, and that's how you kill him.
get the defib.
All right.
Bring him back to
now.
Life just so we can kill him.
Alright, so first move action, 5, 10, 36 hit points, and plus 2 to your AC. To Kezra.
My bad. Okay.
And then I'm moving back through the nasty dead bear, 5, 10, 20, and then, oh gosh, I think I get 25-30 is the closest I can get, and that's my whole turn.
Right. Is a sister bear. She can do something. Sister bear is going to come down.
Want to let you know that sister bear could walk through the space of brother bear, Gumball, Kezra, and Elkwood. Just an option.
she could easily.
That's true. However, she's been really, really hungry for Benson this whole time and unable to do anything about it.
All women are.
This bear is going to do a jaw strike first. It's going to be a 37 to hit.
Yeah, it'll hit.
All right. 20 points of piercing.
Fuck you.
And that is going to be 2 fortitude saves.
Tim, you want to do anything?
It depends if you want to be free from the grab or if you want the damage reduction. Can't do both.
I'll take the damage.
Okay, so liberating step, 13 points off of that.
All right.
So give me that, what was the damage again?
20 total. And also, this is Jaws, so there's no grab associated with it, so. Yep.
And also, you get a free step, so you could step out of range, potentially.
I get a 5-foot step down.
You get a 5-foot step.
These things have reach, don't they?
No. They do not.
It's wild they don't. They're large. They're huge, enormous beings.
Yeah, well. So, okay. They're on all fours. Like, the reason why giants have it is because they're tall and they can, like, reach with it. But, you know, if you're using one of your arms to stand up,
yeah,
doesn't work. So, anyway, fortitude save. So
I will take a fortitude save. Or I will make a fortitude save, I should say.
I'm sure you'll succeed, but always gotta try.
27.
27?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a fail. All right. I'll keep that noted. Make me a second one.
Jeez. All right.
Hey, Tim, how many hit points did you give me again?
36.
Ezra will never die.
Never die. That was fucking natural 20.
All right.
Right on.
All right, so where you're taking your step, Benson?
Yeah, I'm taking my step.
Where are you stepping?
5 feet down.
Okay, so. I will step 5 feet down as well, because now that I'm a super paladin of Milani, I can take a step as well.
Okay. And then Sister Bear will take her last action to take a step up, and then that will end her turn.
Yay! The power of reactions. We just took away a whole attack.
I'm seeing a sweet-ass line for Kezra right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that is pretty sweet.
Speaking of, Kezra.
I delay until after Elk.
Okay.
All right.
I will have you know, I forgot I had Undying Ferocity as my ninth-level ancestry feat, so I got 11 temporary hit points when I went down from... So I actually have, like, a good chunk of hit points now.
Whoa.
I said you have a kill.
Yeah, I've got 11 hit points. These things are hitting for like 30. All right.
Okay.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, so from this point, he's going to take two actions to shoot this bear here.
All right, so that is...
Is that Papa?
I think it's brother. That's Mother Bear.
That's Mama Bear. Did Mama Bear have her jaw broken?
She did, yes.
Okay. Yes, I broke her jaw.
Yes, so that would be a 22 to hit.
Miss.
Did what?
Brother, just lie.
No. How?
Wait, 32, sounds... sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was going to say, I was like...
Sorry,
I was like,
you're I'm hit tired, 22. And I was looking at the 2 hit, and I was like...
Oh, okay, yeah.
22. I'm like, wait, I didn't even look at the die. I was like, that makes sense.
A 32 is a hit, yeah.
Okay. I didn't even realize what the hell I said to him. I'm just out of it right now. Solid roll for the D8. 37 points of damage.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
Damn.
Still up.
Yeah, and he's going to take a second shot with... because, yeah, he's hasted. So he's going to take another shot. Just regular. Plus 17 hit. So that's a 31 hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Beautiful.
Take the hunter's edge off. 21 points of damage.
Please subscribe for kill.
Yes. Okay, so the first one hits pretty damn hard, and then the second one, like, it doesn't. He's wobbling, wavering, and then the second one just, I guess, hits the brainstem, or however this thing's animated. Just shuts it down.
Alright.
And with his final action, do you want me to move ahead, Kezra? I guess so. That was the original plan. He's going to take a move action here.
Alright.
Just so Kezra can do whatever the hell he wants.
Sure, yeah. So you're at the mouth of the room here.
Yes.
Go one more to your left. Yeah.
You're like, yes. Yeah, one more. I'm lying.
Kezra's sitting there bloody, like, no! 5 more feet.
A little farther.
I know you can walk further. Go.
Kezra, your turn.
All right, Kezra. Still, he's looking pretty bad, but he's hanging in there. That heel, that slap on the ass helped. He's going to move to the other side of the hallway. So I was hiding behind the south wall of the entryway. Now I'm hiding behind the north wall. And okay. I will have a direct line on the bear and Jigaki with another dragon breath.
Beautiful.
All right.
And, I forgot sorcerer's potency, so Jigaki should have taken 3 more damage from my last lightning bolt. If you're being kind, I'll take it.
And he's we'll see dead.
If, you know what? If it comes down and he has 3 HP, I'll give it to you. How about that? Fair enough. all right. So the first bear. This is sister bear is last.
We haven't really touched this bear, by the way. She's probably full HP.
We'll kill her.
Yeah. I she has 2 hit points of damage, and I believe it was from Elk's crit.
Oh yeah, the lightning.
It's the only explanation for 2 hit points worth of damage. Okay. So she needs to make a reflex save.
Yeah, both need to make reflex saves.
Okay. 34.
That's a success.
Okay. And then Chigaki needs to make one.
Come on. Just get a low roll. I need it.
I was a low roll. 23.
Fail.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all right.
There we go. All right. And I won't forget Sorcerer's Potency this time. All right. Jigaki will take 41 lightning damage.
Ooh! All right.
And the bear, nice. The sister bear will take, what, 20?
Yeah. 20, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. I'm really happy about that.
Righty then.
So does Sorcerer's Potency just give you an extra 3?
It gives you an extra 1 damage per level of the spell. So my focus spells are 6 level. So I got plus 6 to that roll.
Damn. Alrighty then.
Yeah. All right. They gave that. That used to be a feat for sorcerers, and the remaster gave it to them as a class feature. Just makes sorcerers are stronger. Nice. They just get to be stronger than everyone.
Yeah. Fuck wizards. Right.
Speaking of, Dragaki's turn. Jigaki is going to move his hand about and cast a cone of cold or whatever the new what's the new one called?
Blizzard.
Howling Blizzard.
Howling Blizzard.
Yeah. Make sure that I get the correct die on that as well.
Is he hitting the bear at least?
He doesn't really have a choice. He kind of has to. But so everybody, including Sister Bear, will have to make this reflex save.
Whoa, really? It's that big of a cone?
Cone of cold is
60 foot cone.
60 foot cone.
Whoa.
So I think Kezra might be out of it. Let me see.
Yeah, that's the kicker right there. Did Kezra squeak in a corner?
Kezra is 45 feet away. Let me put the cone of cold.
Oh, thank God! Down. I rolled well. Thank God. Okay.
And then I'll see how this cone actually looks. So if I put the cone there.
Oh Jesus!
Wow! Yep.
God damn!
Everybody,
it's a big ass cone.
It's a reflex save.
Yep.
Yep.
So everybody gets a reflex.
Let's see.
What's up? Lay on hands only AC?
Oh.
Or does it give me a status bonus to saves?
That does not give you... No, it does not give you status
it
bonus.
It says here...
Oh, that might have changed. That might change the remaster.
The target is some... I was getting plus 2 status bonus AC. Yeah, it is just AC.
Okay.
Yeah,
just AC.
Alright. So, reflex save. All right,
yep.
All right, green dice. Come on. Do I have anything to help me here?
That is almost certainly a fail. Not almost certainly. I know it's a fail.
Okay.
Got a 27.
Yeah, it's a fail.
Benson rolled one less than a crit for a 37.
37, that is a success. So you'll be taking half. Elkwood, what'd you get?
39.
39, success.
I hit
success.
Behind the corpse of that bear. It just took all...
Just snow drifts going over you, ice chunks like, flying shit. Past.
Like, you see him rearing back, and I'm like, oh no. And then dive it near the corpse.
Okay. And then Kezra.
I think I got it. 34.
34. That is a success.
Yes. Wow. Thank God.
Yes.
Good job.
I was like, this is so close. I couldn't remember if it was a 33 or 34 or 35.
Interestingly, the Howling Blizzard goes... It actually went down to a 10d6, because usually Cone of Cold is a 12d6.
Right.
So you're actually saving 2d6 here on the damage, but...
What about the bear?
I'll do the bear in a second. How did I do that? That is bizarre.
Then reroll.
So, no, it's just the statistics of this. I rolled 5d6 twice, because you can't roll 10d6 total, yeah. Right? And I rolled 21 twice.
That's awesome.
You should go to a casino. Probably.
That's, yeah.
I was like, did it glitch? No? Nope.
Play some blackjack, so, man.
Total damage 42, and then adjust according to your save. See what the bear did. Bear's famously not good at this. Fails to take the whole 42. Silver icy lining.
Grimshaw calls out to Benson. Benson, I can't. I can't hold on. And he falls to dying one.
Oh.
Should have healed me, Benson.
Yeah, it was my fucking fault. Yeah.
No, okay. I said, on your turn, heal me, close in on Jagaki. I said I needed it.
I am not going to accept that. I don't remember that.
Jagaki is then going to attack you with his...
I reject your reality and substitute my own. I genuinely forgot you said that. I'm so sorry.
I did too for a moment. I was like, wait, yeah.
Jagaki is going to strike you with his stone hand there, Benson. 38 to hit?
Yeah, that'll hit.
Alright. 35 points of damage.
Fuck you.
Extra void and bludgeoning, so I believe it gets past everything.
Yeah.
And make me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save. Don't think I'm going to have an issue with that. Fortitude, yeah, it's like 40.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of, it's your turn, though.
I will reach down and heal... Grimshaw.
Yay!
And lay on hands is one action, right?
Yep.
Yipper.
Just a little pat on the butt.
Yep. I will then reach up to Chigaki.
Uh-huh.
And I will aggressively, because Benson has this as one of his feats, use lay on hands aggressively. And he will do radiant damage to Chigaki.
Yeah, he's done this before. But does that waste... does that use your Lay on Hands, though?
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm thinking about now.
It will use that, yeah.
And it relies on a fortitude save his part.
He can save, so...
Fuck, no, I guess I don't do that.
Yeah, I would save that for yourself.
I can't do damage to this guy.
Well, you don't know, like... Was that... Say 14 resistance? Like, what the hell?
Like, legitimately, I can't damage this guy. Unless I get a crit.
Get a crit?
If his resistance is that.
Have you intimidated Chokaki? Oh, yeah, you did.
Reinforcements are
on the way.
Something
tells me he's not going to be very, very intimidating.
You could.
I can hit the bear.
You could shift your sword to a different type of damage to see if the resistance is slashing. Change it to fucking... make it a goddamn hammer. Hit him with a...
Oh, hit him with a hammer. Maybe.
Try something else.
I'm wondering if I should just attack the bear. Like, genuinely, I don't think we kill
this guy.
It
would be smart if Elk could start focusing Jagaki. If the bear's gonna stay on you guys, Elk should be shooting Jagaki.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, but I don't know if... Because I remember in the very beginning, I shot Jagaki, and I'm pretty sure the resistances were there.
Yeah, but I mean, don't remember your to hit is so high, and you have so much damage potential with your Hunter's Edge that it's true. You can do more damage with that, like, no matter what, even if you're subject to the same resistance.
All right, I'll swap my hammer or my sword to a hammer and hit him. That's right. Two actions,
no,
right?
That, no, so that's no, no. You said you were going to go for the bear.
Okay, now I can go for the bear.
Because Elk attacks Jagaki, you attack the bear because you'll have success.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. You want to go for Sister Bear then?
No, I'll go for Sister Bear.
Okay.
14 on the die, so that's probably going to hit. Yeah, 14 plus 21, yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. All right.
12 slashing damage. Shit roll. And I will attack again. Oh, that's going to be an 8 on the die, so that's going to miss.
Okay. After Benson, it comes to Grimshaw.
I actually go before Jagaki now, because I hear...
Oh, right.
Yeah, went down.
You're right. Good job remembering the rules.
I wish I went right now. That'd be nice.
Then it's Sister Bear's turn, actually. She's going to...
Leave.
There's a lot of bears, and I don't... There's a bunch of bear corpses around Elkwood, so I don't even think that she can really get there. Plus, she's been going after Benson the whole time anyway, so...
Why doesn't she just eat the corpses?
She's got a thing for me.
That's a good question. Good question. Okay. Claw attack on Benson. This will be the one where she will try to grab you. 37 to hit.
That'll hit. God damn it.
Now, the thing, though, is that this is slashing, so it's 20 slashing damage.
All right, so slightly less. But Benson's not looking good right now.
And I don't have a reaction because I haven't gone yet. So no liberating step to
give. Oh, because it hasn't come to your turn because your turn moved. Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's a weird...
It doesn't feel fair.
I was going to say,
reactions refresh on your turn.
On your turn, if your turn hasn't come yet.
Yeah.
That's actually one reason why holding is, like, holding your turn and, like, moving an initiative is actually, it actually has a disadvantage. Yeah. Because if you want your reaction, if you keep moving, like, later and later, then you don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so that was that. Athletics check to try to grab you with the claw she just hit you with. It was a fail, but make me the fortitude save, though.
Jake's like, you don't need to roll one now.
Crush it right out of the park. There's no way.
Yeah.
It's like
no, I'm sure.
38. Yeah.
Yeah. Then jaw tech. 36 to hit. Actually.
Wow.
Even with the map, so.
Yep. No way.
Yep, that does it.
All right. Low roll damage, so. Low damage roll, though. 16 points of piercing.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Low damage.
Yeah, Benson's not looking good right now.
Okay. So make me the two fortitude saves. I'll save for the first one. I'll give a hint that yeah, it is a disease. So I don't think if you fails this one, it doesn't increase the stage, does it?
Shouldn't.
Okay. All right.
I didn't fail either. It was a 12 and 19.
I imagine so, but just to keep that in mind. Okay. And then the second one.
No, I rolled two. Was a 12 and a 19, so
got it. Both significant, so you're good there. And that was her last action, Oakwood.
Okay. So seeing that they're moving onto the bear, he's going to have to move out from undercover. I mean, to get a clear shot. So right. Taking one action.
Chigaki was up in the air, though, so maybe not.
I thought it's floating.
He technically has flight, but the ceilings aren't that high. He's literally just doing that so he can.
Yeah,
move
but if he's 15 feet head. Tall and he's hovering 5 feet above the air, he's 20 feet in the air. I mean,
no, I don't know.
Okay, so I shouldn't have an issue.
Tim's face.
No.
Okay.
I was like, Kelly, you've been on this. He's floating for the whole combat. Ever since Jake, you should have never said that he was flying. Think of like reach back into the past, use Grimshaw. I'll give you one free turn back the clock so you just never say that you're floating. Can finally stop talking about it.
Listen.
One goddamn disadvantage of flying is that you can't have cover.
If he's flying, then he should be using an action every single turn to fly, and if he hasn't been doing that, he's on the ground.
No, that's what I'm saying is that he's on the ground. The whole point of the flight was it was for aura. Okay, it was for
that's not
for intimidation.
He could be powered by levitate.
Oh my gosh,
he's hovering above the ground.
Anyway, okay, Elkwood,
whatever.
You have a clear shot.
I have a clear shot. Yeah. Hunt prey on Jigaki again. Hunter's aim. Okay, let's go. Plus 24 to hit. Come on.
Tim and I haven't had a good lover's quarrel lately.
I know. Shall we go back to if his mate falls in the water, what happens?
That's what everybody was thinking.
Oh, man. But anyway, that's a 43 to hit.
That's a hit, my friend.
Come on, that's not a crit.
So natural 20 is the only way I can crit. Wow. And I have advantages on things, so that's cool.
That's ridiculous.
That is only 21 points of damage.
All right.
I guess, do I have to divide everything up here? Because I will say 4, 11 is
what,
piercing.
I was going to say, Wait, sorry.
4.
Just give me... what's the elemental damage?
3 fire, 2 lightning.
Okay, so that all goes through. And what was the physical damage?
Physical damage is low. That would be 5, 10, 11, 12 piercing.
Okay, got it. Okay, so...
He probably didn't take any.
He only took the elemental damage.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Fucking wonderful. So, last action...
Did you use 3? Because you remember you're hasted, right?
Yeah, well, okay. That's what I'm about to, yeah. That's what I'm saying, last action. At this point, because plus 17, like, the only way... I'm just gonna unhunter... I'm not gonna change the hunter's my hunt prey, but I'm just going to shoot at the bear with my last action, because...
Oh, sure, yeah.
In lower AC, I'm gonna hit it, hopefully.
Good idea. Yeah.
But I'm just not gonna have the extra 2D. Okay, 33 to hit.
That's a hit.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
Damage. 20 points of damage.
Alright.
And so he is alternating, because as soon as he hits Shigaki and no damage goes through, besides 5 measly damage, he's like, oh shit.
Okay. After Elkwood comes to Kezra de Rajan.
Alright, Kezra rips out a potion. I still got healing potions on my thing. All right, let's get some healing in here. All right, get a little bit of health back, okay. And I will chug it, glug, 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 and then just turn it. Just lightning shoots out of his mouth. One more dragon's breath. Reflex saves.
Okay.
On both of them.
Alright. Sister Bear first in order here. 24.
Fail.
Okay.
Fail.
She's failing, thankfully.
Yeah, yeah. And then Jigaki. Natural 20.
Oh,
bitch. Alright, well. Die, bear.
Take that, bear.
Yeah, I rolled awful. So that will be 33.
Okay.
11d6. I got 33.
I mean, we'll take anything.
Okay.
Grimshaw, your turn.
Kel, did you already take off the potion off the treasure sheet?
This is ones I had in my personal inventory.
Interesting.
I swear I don't have double things. It's just I have some shit in my inventory I don't have on the treasure sheet.
You're gonna have to audit that.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a conversation afterwards. Kel, we're gonna have to bore the podcast with that.
These are like potions that Kessler's been holding for probably like 2 books.
Before the treasure sheet,
right?
so whenever the party goes, all right, what do we have? Kessler's just real silent.
I never have to heal.
Grimshaw grabs the Morningstar Milani, stands up. All right, cool. I got one action left. I'm not doing good. I don't have any potions. I don't have any focus points.
You do have +2 AC.
I do have, +2 AC is gonna run out soon. Not yet, but soon.
It's going to the end of my next turn, right?
Yeah. And bears are immune to void damage. That's my little spell. They have for free.
Just take a fucking swing, dude.
Yeah, I'll just swing at the bear. That's all I can do. It's my last action. I feel like I should... Well, if I raise my shield, I get another +2 to my AC. That brings it up pretty high.
I forgot you didn't have my feet. Yeah.
Yeah. I am actually going to use my last action to boost my AC again. So it brings me up to 36 AC. Because the lay on hands is a different bonus than the shield. Item bonus and status bonus. So.
Yeah.
All right.
And I have my reaction. So, let's go.
Okay. Jigaki's turn. Jigaki looks at the lot of you, and he points at Elkwood.
God damn it.
Oh, God.
Me?
Stop it. Stop it with those needling strikes.
And I need you to make a will save.
No.
That's my worst.
No.
It's okay. No, you're going to crush this. It's all right.
He's got it. Doesn't sound
if
like
I
he
don't...
got it.
Oh, my God. No.
No. Hero point? You haven't used your hero points, right?
I used one last time because I rolled a natural one on the fucking reflex save.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have taken...
That's fair.
Can I give hero points? Because I have 3.
You need to use them somehow.
I was going to say, start using them.
Start using them.
Yeah, seriously. Unfortunately, I don't know. I don't think I have any more hero points. That is a shithole. That's a 24.
Remember, if you use your hero points to stabilize yourself, John, you lose all of them.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's not worth it.
Okay, that hasn't been a thing yet, so...
Yeah.
So I would suggest
you said 24.
Yes.
Oh no.
As a critical fail.
No.
You are paralyzed for 4 rounds.
Woo!
Oh God.
He's done.
I'm just gonna walk away.
Might as well log off now.
Good God.
Nope. I'm going to bed.
I can't do anything. Well, I have one more 5th level dispel.
Well.
Yeah, because those have always worked.
Would dispel even work against this?
I mean, yeah, it's an ongoing,
yeah.
Right? Because its duration varies. It was paralyzed, just the spell paralyzed.
Oh, okay.
But,
wow. Okay. I just wasn't sure. Like,
no. Yeah, the target is paralyzed for 4 rounds. At the end of each of its turns, it can attempt a new will save to reduce the remaining duration by 1, or end it entirely on a critical success.
Okay.
So
he is frozen. Like, it looks like he's about to, like, load up an arrow, and then he just stops.
Man.
Twitching. Can't move.
And then he will smack Benson in the head.
Jigaki, you're an asshole. At least I'll say that. I think you're kind of a jerk.
Dick move, man, really.
But I'm mentally saying it because I can't say it. Because I'm paralyzed.
You can't go out there and say it to him. 34 to hit. Benson.
Yeah, that just hits.
Oh my gosh, if you would have just attacked me for once, Jake, it would have been a mess.
Why would he?
Yeah. That's I'm still looking like somewhat I don't look healthy at all. I look fucked up as shit. Never mind.
32 points of damage.
So liberating step.
Yeah.
Reduce that by 13. So that is 19 points of damage.
I look very much on the brink of death.
Do you have any barbs left on your shield?
I do have barbs left on my shield.
Break them, man.
Yeah, I'm breaking them. Yep, I'm breaking all of them. Breaking five.
All right, so why you break them?
You already had two broken, remember, from the last battle? Mm-hmm.
I believe so, yeah. So while you figure out...
So those barbs, they refresh every day?
Yeah, they refresh every day.
Okay. Yeah, so you have...
It might have been 3 months. It might have been after a week. I can't remember. Or is it every day?
It was every day.
It
was every day, yeah.
It's absurdly broken.
While you figure out how many barbs you're breaking and all that kind of stuff and your damage, do a fortitude save as well.
Okay. I'm fine. That was 14, so yeah.
Yep.
Critically succeed. Okay.
After Jugaki's turn.
Hold on. So because we did liberating step, Benson, did you want to step kind of step around Jugaki?
Kind of right there.
And then I am going to step as well, so put a little bit of space between me and the bear, but now we are both in striking range with Jugaki.
Yes.
So the bear has to come to us.
Yes, I like that.
All right, I like that too. So you guys are taking little 5-foot steps in order to kind of like...
skirting around Jugaki and making space.
That's one thing about big targets is that you can make space between two large targets.
Yeah.
It is your turn, Benson.
Well, I am no longer in range of the bear. I don't think I can hurt Jugaki.
So I think you just have to do more than the. This is my hypothesis. Perhaps you could roll knowledge of religion and find out about the resistances. Because maybe it's more resistance to slashing and piercing and less to bludgeoning sort of thing. But a knowledge check would potentially confirm it.
Okay, because I'm using at least one action this turn on laying hands on myself because I need it.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, one action to knowledge, one action to lay hands, one action to strike.
I will make a religion check.
Yep. That is the appropriate check.
Okay, not a bad roll. Not a bad roll. Let's see. What is my religion? Probably not bad. Plus 18. Tim, 16 plus 18.
34.
Success.
Yes!
Jugaki has a whole bunch of shit. He's a unique thing, so just know that he's like a semi-lich kind of thing. Like that, you know, he's a unique creature. Right. But consider it like a semi-lich.
He's making the transition.
So you're talking about immunities and resistances.
Yes.
So I'll give you the immunities. He is immune to death effects, disease, paralyzed, poison, and unconscious effects. Pretty much normal stuff.
Yeah.
When it comes to resistances, he is resistant to cold 20.
Whoa. Fuck off.
And physical 15, except magical bludgeoning.
Oh, yeah. Change your weapon to bludgeoning.
That's
good.
What we're doing. That's the move.
Well, man, except. That's great, actually.
That's great for you because you have to choose what damage you do.
Yeah. And so now you had one. So your last action is going to be changing your weapon into a bludgeoning.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's an action well spent.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's great. Can't believe, because I'm notorious for not making knowledge checks.
And look how good it was. So your last action you used to turn it into a hammer.
Yes,
or
and
whatever.
I just scream that knowledge out. It's like, don't slash him, bludgeon him to death. And
when you change it into a hammer, Jagaki's like,
Oh, it's on.
He does not
it's
like
on.
That.
It's on. Yeah. We're getting ready, sports fans.
My one weakness, hammers.
Heavy rocks. All right, Sister Bear, going to take a step up.
Yeah. Sister Bear can shut the fuck up.
Oh, got him.
Shut up.
All right. Claw attack on you, Benson.
What? Why?
So she missed anyway. What are you worried about?
Attack Tim, for fuck's sake!
Two whiffs. Two whiffs.
Wow. Okay, fine.
There we go. They're too smart for its own good.
Elkwood, your turn.
I think angrily. I think anger thoughts.
Knowledge. Knowledges?
That's true. Yeah. What's knowledge? What, religion is the only thing? Oh, guess what? I don't have religion.
Yep. I think society.
You can do society. DC.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you want to roll society.
Yeah, I get to roll dice. 20 doesn't do shit. So.
Nope.
I am angry. But do get the roll, right?
Yep.
You said at the end of each turn.
We'll save.
Yeah. Yep.
To reduce it.
Okay, let me go back to paralysis.
You just got a crit. That's it. Crit, and you're free. Easy.
If he succeeds, he gets a round off, too.
Correct.
No. That's true. Yes.
No. It was a fail.
All right. So, tick off one round for you, Kezra.
All right, he sees what happened to Elk. He doesn't know exactly what it is, but he knows that Elk has been deathly affected. But he can't take his eyes off Jigaki right now. He will cast Sure Strike, and then he will cast a fifth level Blazing Bolt. So the first attack will be Jigaki, and that will be the double roll. And then the second on the bear.
Okay, gotcha.
And these will be against reflex saves. Shadowy bolts of fire just erupt out of the staff of fire.
Okay.
Let's go.
I gotta do well.
All right, so going against reflex DC.
Just
reflex
one nat 20 is all I need.
I'm rolling against the reflex DC, yes.
Yes, okay, gotcha.
All right, Jigaki. All right, one, two. Same time. Come on. Oh, cool. I rolled really well on both of them. I rolled a 17, and a 17 and a 16. So,
okay.
That's
good.
That should do some damage. All right. Fifth level Blazing Bolt. My last high level spell. Okay. That will be 37 points of fire damage.
Oh, shit.
Not bad.
Okay. So that was 37 against Jigaki. Okay, so 37.
And the bear. Come on, let's get another good roll. Ooh, another good roll. 34 against reflex.
34 against the reflex. Regular hit. Unfortunately.
I was probably so close.
Damage. Let's go.
That'll be 41 damage.
Whoa!
Holy
dead anyway.
Dead what?
Let's go.
Dead anyway. What? Also good go.
Oh my gosh! No way,
dude.
Oh, she only had 26. Yeah. Life, so
oh, wow.
She
was,
I mean, honestly, when you think about it, it took damage from so many sources, including Jigaki.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. She took a full cone of cold to her face. So.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh fuck yeah. Okay.
Whoa!
It's my last powerful spell.
Whoa.
Hey, it was well worked.
It was your most powerful spell, it turned out.
Yeah, seriously.
Alright.
That's great. Let's go.
Top of round 10. Grimshaw.
Grimshaw. Wounded. Death's Door. Raises his shield first action. Remembers what Benson said about bludgeoning. And walks, you know, flavor, runs around Jigaki.
I was literally about to do this, so.
And strikes out.
Get that sweet flank!
It ends here, Jigaki. Oh, 17 on the die for a 38.
That is a hit.
Thank you, Black Oak Workshop. That's what the kitty clacks.
We're gonna do it. Boy. We're gonna pull this shit off.
There's all bludgeoning damage. All bludgeoning. Ooh, double sevens.
Let's go!
20 points of bludgeoning damage.
Let's go. Come on. We're doing it.
All right. It all goes through.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Okay. And is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, move, attack. Or shield move attack, yep.
Got it. Jigaki is going to fly to get out of flanking. So he's going to.
Okay, how tall are these ceilings?
They're tall enough for him to move like 5 feet up. So.
How is that out of flanking?
No. He's moving.
He's moving somewhere else.
Out.
He's doing that.
Okay, but is he moving? Okay, that bear is a lump. So did you calculate
don't worry. I've got him.
No,
I've got him.
He's flying.
Don't be such a jerk, Tim. God.
I just want to make sure that the in-flight rules are correct.
This physics class, dude.
How tall is your ego, Tim?
So he goes into the hallway so that way you guys cannot flank him. And then he will turn around and tap Benson with his staff.
Oh, at range, I see.
Don't tap me.
I need you to make a fortitude save.
Oh no, I'm so bad at those.
Come on, this is gonna be really bad.
Three hero points.
If he's casting a spell with fortitude, that means this is really bad.
Yes. I passed. That was 17 on the die.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Alright, so it was a basic, so nothing happens.
Man.
Because you critically succeed.
Awesome.
So he taps you with this. I'll tell you. As you got tapped, you started to see some of Benson's life force drain out of him, and Benson like smacked the staff away, and it just stopped.
Benson literally grabs the staff, and like the stuff that was leaking out of him, he literally just from strength of will pulls it back into himself.
Whoa!
So Jigaki's, no, I need your essence. Seems to be a little panicked at this point.
I'm dinner first.
We're gonna fucking do this, guys. We're gonna fucking go three straight combats.
No way.
We're gonna do it.
No way.
Sir Benson Black.
Benson Black erupts. Gosh,
fucking kill him, Benson.
In a cloud of smoke.
Wait.
As he teleports using
there's no way, man.
I thought we had a long rest.
No, not after the Giants. Remember, we decided to not rest after the Giants.
I'm sorry. Forget about that.
But yeah.
Can I boulder through him though? Would that be an athletics check?
Acrobatic. You could shove him further down the hall, but
I can't get through him.
Not unless you use athletics to kind of run under his legs, but I don't think you're
athletic. He is flying. Jake already made that very clear.
Oh, wait, you said he's flying. Benson could crawl under. You said he's flying.
Oh, okay. He flew to get around you guys.
And then he landed.
God damn it.
Yeah. I mean, like, swear to
God. There is no roll to get around.
No, because you would have to do acrobatics.
It's an acrobatics, which you're not making.
But I don't like that, Jake.
I'm aware. Spec your character differently? What do you want me to tell you?
What do you think the move is here, guys?
Step up and attack.
Step up and attack.
Summon that hammer for nothing.
Yep, you ain't wrong.
I was gonna say he already does it like the fact you have a hammer.
It's still D8s. So you're same roll.
Yeah,
Warhammer.
All the changes is the type of damage. So
okay. 14 on the first roll, so that's most likely going to be a hit. Tim, 21 and 35.
35, that's a hit, yeah.
Alright.
Tim, Rebecca just delivered me some warm, buttery, chocolate chip, banana bread.
Oh!
And sounds like I good just wanted to see the look on your face when I told you that I had banana bread and you didn't.
I was going to say, you could have kept that to yourself.
But. You know, I actually tried to make banana bread recently. It was like when everything was all snowed and no one was dug out or anything.
Sure,
I got all the ingredients out with my sweet son. He was so excited to make banana bread. We opened the fridge. We didn't have any eggs.
Oh, no.
He was crushed.
That's one thing you have to go to the store and in the madness and get.
It was, there was, no, it wasn't even plowed yet. Like, there is no
that's
way.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying before the snowstorm, everybody's like, the store's a madhouse.
Well, no, because we couldn't get eggs because the bird flew. Everywhere we went was out. It was wild.
That's true.
Seems like a skill issue.
So,
you're right, I should have had my own chickens in my apartment.
Speaking about skill issues.
Uh-huh.
I just rolled a natural 20.
Oh my god. Good. How much damage do you do before as well?
There's 13 bludgeoning damage. It wasn't a great damage roll.
Oh,
it all went through. Second strike was a nat.
Oh my god.
20.
Oh god. All right.
Holy
give me that
shit.
Card, Chell.
Oh my gosh. Bludgeoning damage, mind
all
you.
Right. I want to tell you what the slashing one is first, because it's lame. It's good. Parrying strike. Gain a +2 circumstance bonus to AC until the end of your next turn. Not bad.
Yeah.
Whatever. But bludgeoning is solid blow. Triple damage.
There it is.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Vindicated.
He might do it.
Let's fucking go.
No.
He might do it.
I swear to god.
So, +6. You're telling me I'm tripling this.
Triple
yes.
damage.
So, do roll regular and then just triple the whole thing.
Tim, 15 +6, tripled.
21, 63 points of damage.
I think it's only fair, in a cinematic sense, that as he tried to drain your life and you grabbed the staff from him, your hammer came down on his head, crushing Jigaki's head in, and the skull turns to dust, followed by his body. Jigaki is dead.
Oh, we fucking did it.
What the fuck?
We all get hero
what
points.
What the fuck?
Hey. We all get hero points.
I may not be looking it, but Elk is smiling right now.
he had 48 hit points.
Oh my god. Way.
Double damage wouldn't have taken him down.
No.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So that's correct. So one thing to note is that out of the ash and dust that is his body, a spectral thing floats and shoots out of the cavern and just goes away.
He's not dead.
Wow.
He's got a thing.
He is a lich. he's got a flackery. Holy shit.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, we fucking did it.
I can't believe it. None of us died.
That dumbfounded.
I can't believe this shit.
And I will, in fact, give you all hero points. Cause
oh my gosh.
I was thinking you guys were going to run. I thought Ben's would have to burn.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
No way.
The fight with Jigaki is over. You guys have defeated him.
For now.
Yeah, he had some fun stuff still in his pocket, but
no way.
Not anymore. Let me go ahead and I will read this room. I'll read over the vestibule again where you guys currently are, and then if you guys want to go down into where he was, we can do that too. The walls of this large, crumbling chamber are carved with three images of massive bears wearing slabs of stone as barding. The bear images are arrayed outward from a wide opening to the south, as though protecting it, with green gemstones glitter in each of their eye sockets. Another passage exits to the east, where you guys came from, and an opening in the north wall provides a third exit. So obviously the bear carvings have glittering emeralds in the eyes. There are six of them in total.
Six gems in total?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be harvesting those.
Okay. Yeah, you can take some time to do it.
Kezra walks up and picks up his badass staff.
He did have a staff.
He sees.
Jake sounded regretful.
He just sees. Crap. The dark magic still simmering from it as he tried to touch Benson with it.
Yes. So you want to roll a check
God
on that to know what it is?
Right, I want
to
roll a check.
Fuck yeah.
I need a more powerful staff.
Yeah, because your current fire staff wasn't powerful enough.
Oh. Can you not dual wield?
34.
34. You've seen a +1 striking staff of necromancy greater.
Yes. Oh god, that's big.
Let's go.
So I'll just give you what it has. This twisted and grim-looking staff is adorned with a hideous skull and bone motifs. While wielding the staff, you gain a +2 circumstance bonus to identify necromancy magic. Neat. You get a number of charges from the staff to cast a spell from its lists. You get Void Warp, Grim Tendrils, Enfeeble, Deafness, Peaceful Rest, Blindness, Vampiric Feast, Grim Tendrils, and 4th level Vampiric
Feast. Wait, Vampiric Feast?
Yeah.
I'm acquainted with Vampiric Touch. I didn't know about Vampiric Feast.
That's what the spell is. Yeah, that's what he tried to do on you, actually.
And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Before we get too far into this, the remaster version is called Staff of the Dead, and the spells are different.
Oh, they probably yes. are. Yeah, because this thing. So we'll figure out.
I was going to ask you about it later. Later, I was just going to text you.
We weren't going to bring it on air like an asshole like Tim, you know.
Tim brought it up. Oh, yeah, Tim brought it up.
Tim said, actually.
Tim, you wouldn't think that I wouldn't already know that. I'm insulted.
Kelly's like, I knew I was getting this item 3 episodes ago.
I'm already 3 timelines ahead of you.
Okay, so that's all that's in this room. I'll tell you that if you take each of the emeralds out there, each worth 100 gold pieces.
Oh. All right.
It's not bad.
So
we take
that's
them out.
That's a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to go into the room to the south?
Yeah, let's do
it. Where Jagaki came out
of. Yes, he's not there anymore.
Nope, he's not.
Do we want to, like, wait a little bit and heal?
Oh, yeah, let's take a 10-minute hit.
You can take a few 10 minutes to heal.
Okay,
you can,
sweet.
Do that off air.
All right, perfect.
As you get to the room to the south of you, this is clearly a Shral shrine to Minderhall.
Fuck! It's an anvil.
Shrine.
Awesome. It's an anvil.
The south wall of this crumbling chamber contains a massive depiction of a mountain with an anvil at its peak. A slab of metal the size of a wagon stands in front of the image, apparently a combination of an anvil and altar. Carved writing covers the other walls of this chamber, although the writing has crumbled away from the stone in several places. The chamber's only exit leads to the north. So, as you walk up, it doesn't appear that it's used in any religious sense. It literally looks like Jagaki was just studying something here. He's just going over scrolls upon scrolls of necromancy and necromancy.
Yeah, that's like, see what he was looking at. So you said all the writing was crumbled away? Like,
there might be value here. Like, if Kezra is looking at these scrolls, there could be valuable.
Yep. Several thick rolls of animal skin are covered with charcoal markings about the runes, cross-references, and speculations as to missing symbols. It looks as though Jagaki was doing, you know, archaeological research on the whole Minderhall thing.
Wow.
Amid the rolls of animal skin, you find 2 scrolls that seem to be magical.
Ooh. Well, let's not all roll at once.
Yeah, roll 20.
Natural 20?
Yep.
On the first one, these are pre-remasters, so probably have a new name, but Scroll of Cloak of Colors.
Okay.
Is that a rename?
No, this is pre-remaster on that name, certainly.
34 again.
Easily guess the, easily figure out the next one, Scroll of Sending.
Interesting.
If only we had friends.
Cloak of Colors actually is still the same name, so they kept that. A cloak of swirling colors shrouds the targets. Creatures are dazzled while adjacent to it, and attacking the target causes a brilliant flash of light. A creature that hits the target with a melee attack must attempt a will save. The creature is then temporarily immune until the end of his turn. This effect has the incapacitation trait. So remember that if you use it. If you succeed at the will save, nothing happens. If you fail, you're blinded for 1 round. And if you critically fail, you're stunned for 1 round.
Huh. Okay.
Wow.
So, pretty sweet, actually. You can just cast that on one of your frontliners, and all of a sudden they anyone trying to hit them in melee is gonna have issues.
That's boss stuff.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll a knowledge check here.
Anyone specifically, or you just want anyone to roll?
Just on Minderhall specifically. Just since you're in a shrine of Minderhall.
Oh. Oh, I'm assuming that's religion.
Is that religion? Yes.
Yeah, it's religion, yeah.
Man. There's a couple cool bear carvings, though.
I like doing religion.
30. You know that the bear is Minderhall's like animal. That's like his symbolic animal.
Tim, 18 plus 19. 37.
Okay. You guys are both able to figure this out. It's clear that there's a bit of heresy or blasphemy that Jigaki was doing here with the undead bears.
It's funny how, like, necromancers tend to do that.
Yeah. The Minderhall himself is a bastard. He's awful.
Okay,
but
he is
like,
evil. Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Even
yeah,
he was
yeah,
like, hey, don't do that to those bears.
He's like, I bet the... But when you start connecting all the fact that the fact that these stone giants were pleading fealty and, you know, and giving all power to Jigaki,
right. And
they were bringing bears... to most likely be turned into more.
Yeah.
We killed a bunch of bears.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa.
All the cave bears. It's clear that Jigaki was leading up some sort of
bear army. Wait, did we just finish off the last boss of this thing?
No.
I didn't think so, but
I think we just thwarted the rise of a bear army, though.
Yeah.
And the start of an undead stone or giant and bear force.
I think it's safe to say
stone giants are kind of meh, but the bears, that's what I want to focus on.
Right.
I think we can all agree that Big Bumble would have ended up being a world eater.
Oh, no.
Yeah, can you imagine Big Bumble falling to the hands of Jigaki?
Hey, yep,
we're game over.
We're really far from
the hotel.
Big Bumble would be safe.
I think Bumble would resist Jigaki. Okay,
but Big Bumble would be safe for how long?
Or
Kelly?
Would he say, yes, true. I will take this power?
So it's just part of the ranks.
He eats the staff. I mean, it's what Bumble would do. Big Bumble would do.
All right.
With some respect in the name.
Is there anything more to this room? Or this is just where he was doing his nasty shit?
Let me see. No, that's all that's in here. So you get the stuff off of Jigaki.
Did he have any more things on him, or just
you
the
get
staff?
No, I believe that was it. Yeah. Let me check the book, and I might have to get back to you on that.
Smashed him to ashes.
That's true. So, oh, you want his leather cloak?
Still cannot believe we won that without dying.
That was insane.
Well, you guys are successful in defeating your first semi-lich, maybe a full-lich, you don't know. But you know he's not gone.
Yeah.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, you will.
God damn
it. Still fucking here.
We're still breathing. We're no demi-lich.
Hey everyone, Kelly here, the voice of Kezra. To remind you to follow us on all of our socials and to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more Dragon Punch Squad, check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you next episode.